What up? Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's dig into some tips and some randomness. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode that all week long we get in questions, we get in work questions, and we get in totally ridiculous questions, and we try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, all you got to do is go to jayschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast. Another one that says, ask us anything. We love getting your questions because we couldn't do the show without it. So before we get to the ridiculous question, let's do the work question first. All right, we got a question from Jason from Pittsburgh. Hopefully it's getting warm there. Jason, what do you got? Jay, I am not happy with my job. I am thinking about quitting and seeing what else is out there because I am not growing as a person and I feel trapped. Do you have any advice for finding a new opportunity? Oh, well, this is not exactly a marketing topic, but I've interviewed and I've hired actually thousands of people in my career, in my agency business and my other businesses. So I do, I think, have some information on what works, what doesn't work, what you should think about, what you shouldn't think about in terms of maybe finding that next job. So first off, and a lot of what I'm going to share probably is not what other, I don't know, recruiters or people will recommend, but I'm telling you the truth. Okay, I'm telling you the absolute truth. First off, if you have a job, I don't care that you hate your job. Don't quit your job until you have another job. I don't know how to tell you this, but when you go in for an interview, if you currently have a job, okay, it is, you are far more attractive to that company than if you are unemployed. I don't care if you call yourself a consultant or whatever thing you want to make up that you are. It doesn't matter. Nobody's stupid. They know you don't have a job. You are far more attractive. As a matter of fact, there is some data that came out. So the Federal Reserve Bank of New York did this big study on this exact topic. And here's what they found. Employed individuals receive over three times more job offers per application than unemployed individuals. Meaning if you have a job, three times increase, okay, of you getting that job offer. Now, they also found that job offers extended to employed candidates come with a wage increase of 44% higher than if it's the same type of candidate that's unemployed. Meaning when you go out and apply for a job, if somebody's going to offer you a job, you're going to have a 44% higher average income with that new offer. So if you think you're going to quit your job and you're miserable, I have to get out of it, I had to get out of it, that's a you problem. Keep your job and wait until you have the new job before you bail on it. That's just the truth. All right. Now, let's talk about some other things that you should be thinking about when you're out there. I love this idea of kind of running a stealth outbound campaign, okay, where send out about 10 DMs to people that you know or people that you really want to maybe work with or work for, and you don't ask them, hey, are you hiring right now? What you do is you send them a note saying, listen, I'm thinking about a career pivot. Possibly if you were in my shoes and you really want to do X, what would you do? And be really humble about the whole thing. Why? People love giving advice far more than they love giving out jobs. But now you're in a dialogue with these really important people. They're thinking about your life. They may say, you know what? Let me connect you to this person. So running a kind of stealth outbound campaign where it's not like, hey, are you hiring? But what do you think about what I'm thinking about? That works really, really well. And then the other key thing is stop thinking that your next job needs to be your dream job. Stop being like, well, I hate my job right now. I'm going to go out and get the dream job that I've always wanted. That is ridiculous. That's not how life actually works. Okay. Your next job just needs to suck less than the job that's in that you're in now. And it needs to be something where you are learning and you're growing as a person. You might need to take a step back in terms of the title that you have. You might need to take a step back in terms of the salary that you have. It's possible. What you really want to think about is get a job at a great brand, even if it's the wrong department, even if it's a lesser role. If you can get a job at a great brand and then you leave that great brand to go somewhere else, I am telling you, when you work at a well-known brand, it doesn't even really matter what the job title is, okay? You are so attractive to somebody else because a company, like if I'm hiring, I'm like, oh, X, Y, and Z company thought they were good enough to hire. I should think about them too. Okay. Some of the other things before we get to the ridiculous question is, I don't care what school you went to. Nobody cares what college you went to unless you're in like the finance category or maybe healthcare. I don't know. Nobody cares. I don't care what your GPA was. It is meaningless. What I care about, what people care about, is the stuff that you know and you need. You can better yourself. So if you have personal time off, if you still have like a couple of sick days left, vacation time, you should not be taking a vacation to really decompress and find out about yourself. No, use that time, okay? And then sign up for a lot of free courses. There's so many free courses out there. Sign up. TikTok has the TikTok Academy. Canva has the Social Media Mastery. They're all free. All this. Pinterest has a media buying certification. Start a Shopify store. And then after you do these certifications, you do these things. You go on LinkedIn and you put that down now in your experience section. And then you go and you apply for jobs that are looking for people that know about Pinterest marketing, that know about Shopify, that know about this, that, or whatever, because now it's in your LinkedIn, it's in your resume, you know about it, you're an expert in it. Stop worrying about, okay, I need to put on my resume that I did this in college. Who cares? Nobody cares. What do you know now about the new stuff? And there's so much free resources out there. Oh my God, I get so worked up. I always get worked up. Always. All right, let's get into the ridiculous question. But before we do that, I want to let you know this podcast is exclusively presented by Emma from Marigold. Ooh, what's that? That's an email sending platform that is very awesome. If you're a consumer marketer, a business marketer, a big marketer, a small marketer, this is an incredible offer just for the listeners of Do This, Not That. It is 50% off for 3 months for Emma from Marigold, which is an absolute incredible email sending platform. I use this platform to send out my billions of emails for all my agency clients. All you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com/Emma, jschwedelson.com/EMMA to get this exclusive 3 months free off. Amazing. Check it out. All right. Jay, that's my name. What am I saying? Time for the ridiculous question. Okay, here we go. What do we got? We got a question in from Steve from Baltimore. Jay, doubt you went to go see the reboot of Lilo and Stitch, but are you pro or against reboots in general? Well, first of all, I don't even know if that's a reboot. Lilo and Stitch, that's the live action version of the cartoon, but let's assume that it is. That is a reboot. Am I pro or against reboots of TV and movies and stuff? In general, I'm pro. I mean, Ocean's 11, amazing reboot from like, the Rat Pack days. That was great. Star Trek, I mean, there was all the Star Trek shows that were basically a reboot. Very good. Doctor Who, the newer version of Doctor Who, great. Then there's some terrible ones. Like there was a reboot of the reality show The Hills on MTV, which The Hills back when in like the 2000s was incredible. But the reboot that they did like 3 or 4 years ago was horrendous. Okay. With Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt, who cares? But there are some reboots that are coming up that I'm aware of. And I think it's very important that I break down if they're going to be good or bad right now. So there's a reboot of The Smurfs, the movie, coming out. That should not happen. I've seen a couple of the Smurf movies, and they just get exponentially worse. So I know I'm not in their target audience, but I could do without a Smurfs reboot. The Fantastic Four is getting rebooted this summer. This is going to be possibly the best superhero movie of all time. I'm a huge Fantastic Four fan. I've seen all the Fantastic Fours. I've even seen the 1986 Fantastic Four that nobody knows about. So that's going to be an incredible reboot in July. The Naked Gun reboot's coming out with Liam Neeson as the star. I'm not feeling this. I love Liam Neeson movies. I mean, Taken, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the other movies where he kicks everybody's butt. I will watch a Liam Neeson movie where he kicks people's butt all day long. He doesn't strike me as particularly funny, but will I watch it? Maybe. The Running Man is coming out. If you never saw the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie Running Man, this has to be one of the greatest action movies of all time. That reboot's coming out, so I'm gonna check that out. For the kids, Phineas and Ferb, that's getting rebooted. You know, when my kids were little, they watched Phineas and Ferb, and I have to say that was a great show, an excellent show. Like, it was one of the rare shows that I could watch. By the way, did you see Peppa Pig is having a new pig, like a new baby pig coming out? How many shows talk about Peppa Pig? Well, we just did. And the other one that I'm really not excited about is Jurassic World. They're doing a reboot of Jurassic World, and Scarlett Johansson is in it. How much money could they possibly have given to Scarlett Johansson to be in the Jurassic World reboot? I mean, how many times can the dinosaurs do bad things to us and us be like, oh no, why did we bring the dinosaurs back to life? Like, this is like the 10th time we figured, this is ridiculous. And then somebody's going to get stomped and eaten and whatever. I mean, Scarlett Johansson, what are we doing? Why are we picking this movie? I don't know. Why are we talking about this? I have no idea. Anyway, I appreciate you being here. Keep it real. Leave me a review if this wasn't terrible, or don't. I don't know. Don't go to Jurassic World later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.